This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 309, recorded Monday, August 1st, 2016, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and... another exciting episode of the Android Buffet Pod.
I have a feeling this is not going to be that exciting an episode.
Why not? It's Civic Holiday. Isn't that exciting?
I don't know.
It is basically the most widely used name for a public holiday celebrated in most of Canada on the first Monday in August. So basically, it's only officially known by that term by the governments of Nunavut, the Northwest Territories, and Prince Edward Island. It is also known as British Columbia Day in British Columbia, New Brunswick Way in New Brunswick, and Saskatchewan Day in, guess where?
Montreal?
Saskatchewan.
Oh, that's tricky.
It is also, of course, Terry Fox Day in Manitoba.
Okay.
It is also Commerce Day in Iceland. It is the August Bank Holiday in Ireland. It is Minden Day in the United Kingdom. So apparently a lot of countries have today off as a holiday.
But not us. Nope.
No.
Here we are.
And to those of you in Colorado, happy statehood. Anyway. So, did you celebrate Civic Day?
No.
Did you celebrate any?
No.
But it's the first day of August. The summer is half over.
Is it?
Well, it depends. If you consider the summer season, you know, July, August, then yes. If you go by the more traditional June 21st, then no.
What if I consider it whenever it's hot? That's summer.
How hot is it?
Right now, we're mid-70s. We topped out about mid-90s today, so not bad.
How's the humidity?
I don't know. High? It rained.
It's high here, too. It's been very hot in New York. Extremely hot. Hot, hot, hot. Anyway, that aside, I know we've talked about...
Yep.
So it is now August. By the way, nobody took me up on my challenge of last week. You remember when I pulled out my new toy and played a song? Apparently, Name That Arcade Tune is not going to be a repeating feature on the particular podcast.
All right.
Do you feel good about that?
Works for me.
Well, nobody entered the contest. Anyway, still hot. So I want to talk about some Android news. There actually was some more than we had. I'm looking forward to when Android N comes out, which is supposedly in the next few weeks.
Yes.
Because we always have a lot to talk about when, right?
Yeah. Too bad it's not Nilla Wafer. It just makes me sad.
You're going to have to. I've gotten over the fact that Honeycomb was Honeycomb and not Halva. The pain goes away a little each day until you can wake up and not screaming. You've been doing that.
Nope.
Oh, well. Neither have I. So would you like to start our discussion?
Yes, let's.
Yeah.
So apparently Google is going to start enabling some basic defenses inside the Linux kernel.
For things Android specifically.
Well, Android being based on Linux, these things have always been in there, right? Yeah. Or at least for a while for desktop. So they're in the kernel. However, they've been turned off for...
Or not applied.
Or not applied in Android. Things like... Things that you would expect from... Basic security, like don't allow data sections of memory to be executed.
So basically marking certain sections.
Right. So these are things that I'm actually kind of disappointed and sad that they weren't already enabled.
Well, bear in mind that I think they thought that's so hard to that they would make be, that basic if you happen to. So this is one of those things where you assume that you can get to a level to realize that plenty of things get to that level secure.
Well, I guess... I'm disappointed that they weren't already turned on. However, them not being turned on before, it makes me happy that they are getting turned on now. So we can expect more complaints from developers in the future because they'll be more limited in what they can do.
Well, we learn to live.
We do. So yay.
So Steve Condon.
SE Linux is just...
A pain in the neck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's still a good idea.
It bit me while I was trying to... one of my servers at... And the house has FTP set up on it, and I put a file in there so that I could pull it off the computer, and I FTP in, and the file's not there. I LS on the computer, and there it is. I refreshed my, I chmodded it all I wanted, I ch-owned it all I could, and it just would not show up. Turns out, I had to do some SE Linux object type set to get it to show up.
Well, you know who you want to talk to.
No.
There was a guy I
Who?
heard lectures for Red Hat.
And
He,
why would I talk to him?
because he knows the most about SE Linux of anybody I
Okay, but I'm sure he's busy and is not this, I don't need to bug him with my inability to FTP something.
Well, I was just looking at his blog with a live journal, where he has some, his actual tagline on his blog is "Got SE Linux," but I will recommend it. He did give the most detailed lecture, any Linux problem.
What's that?
You'll have to listen to the lecture, but if
Turn
you,
it off.
no, don't turn it off. That was basically his point. If you have a program that is not going to work well with out of the box when you install it, then that suggests the default config setting is wrong, and you should be reporting that there's a problem. You shouldn't be turning the thing off. You should be either reconfiguring it to work well with that application, or you should be reporting it. Why do you want to be part of the problem? Don't you want to be part of the
Well, in this case, the object was said something to the effect of a config file or something, and I needed it to be a user object or something. I don't remember. It was days ago
Yeah, you have to change the context.
or something, yeah.
No, I understand that. I'm annoyed by it. When I first started with SE Linux, when it was first deployed as part of my distro, I got very annoyed because of the same problem you had, which was it was always conflicting. But once people started to get used to configuring their packages to by default setting the right context, I got those annoyances much fewer and far in between. Anyway, Steve Kondik has gone on the Cyanogen blog to promise that Cyanogen, the operating system, anywhere. However, he didn't promise exactly what was going to be happening with Cyanogen Incorporated.
Well, he didn't address it at all.
So basically, he
It
just
says
said
that
the OS isn't going there.
I believe he said that Cyanogen Inc. is going to continue sponsoring the project and will keep being active in its development, right?
Yeah, as I said, it just didn't say exactly what the future of Cyanogen
It did. It said we're gonna keep doing what we've been doing.
No. It said they're going to keep sponsoring the project, and the project is going away. It didn't say what how exactly Cyanogen Inc. is going to make money. As in, they didn't say what the future of the company was. Just as long as there is a company, they'll be sponsoring the OS.
I guess that's one way to read it. I disagree.
Steve, if you're a listener, which I doubt you are, feel free to clarify your statement.
I read the blog post as basically, listen, there's a lot of rumors out there. I don't know where these rumors came from, but nothing wacky is going on. We're still working on the OS, and Cyanogen Inc. is still paying us. That's what I read.
Contrary to popular belief, we are not pivoting to apps, nor are we shelving CM. We will have additional information on the Inc. site soon. That's the last line here. So they're
Okay.
doing something. They're just not prepared to tell us what they actually are doing.
Okay.
So they may be doing something of a, who knows? They're just saying they're not switching to apps and they're not shutting down. We don't know what they are doing. They are certainly laying people. You want to take the next one? We can take turns again.
In other news, Google Docs and Google Sheets now have an API that third-party developers can use to write plugins. The initial and flagship plugins come from people like DocuSign and where'd it go?
Where'd what go?
Okay, here we go. DocuSign, ProsperWorks. So DocuSign is it's a thing where you can sign your app
Well, no, not assign your
or
app,
sign
sign.
your app, sign your document. ProsperWorks, like
Jerry, you just cut off. Jerry, where are you? Oh, Jerry, I don't hear you, Jerry. Some days you just Jerry. Shame. Did I ever tell all of you guys that he is my favorite Jerry Jones? I like him even more than that famous one that I know nothing about. So in the meantime, while we wait for Jerry Jones, he's going to try to call me back. We are now back. I have found Jerry Jones.
I never actually left. My microphone just decided to go all wonky.
Yes. And you know what they say about that.
No.
What you must do is balk the enemy's power and force him to reveal himself.
Okay. So DocuSign is one of the flagship plugin providers. ProsperWorks, and they let you bring in your CRM data. AppSheets, which means you can write apps that will actually directly use and manipulate data in your sheets, and ScanBot, which will do some OCR stuff on your docs. But there's more. It's an entire category, Google Docs add-ons. Check them out.
So, SwiftKey Sync has apparently been malfunctioning lately.
That's weird. I mean, I guess you only notice if you actually are adding
If
up
you
a
sync.
new, yeah. If you're signed in to SwiftKey and you're just using it on the devices that you already have, then you probably won't even notice.
Well, I don't know. Lately, I've been using the Google keyboard, the stock one.
If they were to improve its dual language support, then maybe I could move off of SwiftKey. But right now, SwiftKey has the only dual language support that
Yeah.
works for me.
I don't use it that often, but I did it.
I do.
Would you like to take the next one?
Sure. So United Airlines, they updated their application so that you can use your fingerprint to sign into it. And this is only one of several apps that are doing this now. I personally have noticed that Bank of America now lets you log into the Bank of America app with the fingerprint.
Well, I find it odd for an airline. No, because
Why?
most of the things that do fingerprints lately have been banks, some password vault. But you really don't see that many airlines doing it. I'm not sure why, but it's a different area.
Well, the API allows you to use it as basically
And
another
UFID.
login.
Yeah.
So, I mean, great.
Well, you know what they always want to remember about United. They're the ones who say fly the friendly skies.
Okay.
You don't like that slogan? I think that's a good one. I think it's better than it's important for the human race to stay united. Or United Rising, United We Fly. No.
Don't get it.
No, these are all United Airlines.
Okay.
I also didn't like Relax, Stretch Out. Or Life is a Journey, Travel It Well, United. Oh well. United has a very special place in my heart.
Cool.
Anyway.
Is it a good special?
Mixed. I remember this time many years ago that I was flying United Airlines from Miami to LaGuardia, and they oversold the plane. So people who had checked in for seats, and more than one person had the same seat assignment on the plane. Therefore, I was part of the group didn't get on the plane because there were other people that had. So United's solution was say, well, wait by the gate. We're going to send down some additional people who didn't get on the flight, and they'll help rebook you. So we waited 45 minutes. Nobody showed up. So then they made another announcement. Well, the people who were bumped off of this flight, please come back to the ticket counter, and somebody that you there. So we go back to the ticket counter. We wait and for another. Then finally, one person shows up and starts helping people one by one. And there are 40 angry screamers on a line who are being helped by one person. To make a long story short, I ended up on a 12-seater Gulfstream to Kennedy Airport. But that's part two of the story.
Okay.
They were nice enough to give me vouchers. Would you like them? I still have them. It's only been 20 years. They're probably still.
I don't know. Too bad I didn't think about that a week ago. I bought it
You bought a ticket on United a week ago?
less than a week ago.
Where are you going?
Los Angeles.
I've heard of it.
Actually, I think I'm actually flying to Anaheim. I don't know if I'm flying to Anaheim or
There's no real airport. What airport are you flying into?
I forget. Let
John
me
Wayne, Long Beach, Burbank.
One second, let me pull
But the reason I never used the compensation vouchers they gave us is
No, I'm
the vouchers
flying
actually
on
say,
air.
yeah, but the vouchers say that they're not valid unless an expiration put on by who issued them. Guess what the agent who handed them to us forgot to put on there
I don't know.
an expiration date. So basically, they were never validated. So we never. Oh well. After that, we weren't really eager to fly United. But on a positive note, United is.
Well, that didn't stop them from selling me a ticket.
Well, no, United merged with Continental. Basically, it's the Continental ended up in charge of the management wise. You're basically flying Continental.
Is that good or bad?
They certainly had a better reputation. Admittedly, I have mixed feelings about Continental as well. But I have mixed feelings about a lot of things. So did you hear that Titanium Backup has added Android N support and has introduced an early bird registration for their Mighty Cloud cloud service for backup that's launching next year?
Mighty Cloud.
I just like the
My
name.
Tyke.
I'm calling it Mighty Cloud. It's my Thai Cloud, but I'm calling it Mighty Cloud. I like the name Mighty Cloud better. It
Maybe
sounds,
that's what it is.
I don't know, but doesn't it sound better?
Yes.
Mighty Cloud. Anyway, your
If you
turn.
don't use Titanium Backup, but you do use Twitter, then you'll be happy to know that at nighttime it should be easier on your eyes because they're rolling out a night mode to their Android app.
Do you like night mode? Not specifically for Twitter, in general, do you like night mode?
I do. I like night modes even in the
So you're one of those people who likes to be dark all the time.
Yes, my office is perpetually dark.
How do you see? By the light of your teen monitors?
I don't have 15 monitors.
Yeah, you only have.
True. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 4,
Thought it was only
7.
six connected up to the main computer.
There's only 5 on the main computer.
Oh, I'm sorry, I double estimated my calculations.
And there's only one other. Well, I guess I have a TV in here as well. Then there's another screen, and there's two laptops. But there's one computer that doesn't even have a monitor on it. So.
Well, let's see what I have here. I have three monitors hooked up to the computer. I have the laptop, which is running the conversation, the Chromebook. A large television, two monitors not hooked up to anything. that arcade emulator, which has a 10-inch LCD, another HDMI mod in the corner. That's how many monitors I have on the computer. If you don't count Raspberry Pis, and I don't think you do.
No.
Six, if you don't consider my NAS to be. Oh, no, wait, there's two laptops in the corner. Eight.
No, you certainly have me out-computered, and I do consider a NAS a computer.
Okay, it's just purpose-built. But
right, but NASs can run applications. I mean, yeah. You can run Flex on a NAS.
Yeah, but so can a Pi. And I have five Pis in there.
Apple Pi?
Raspberry.
That doesn't count.
I don't know. I think if you saw the arcade emulator, you'd be impressed.
I'm sure I would.
I had to keep my nieces and nephews, but I wasn't letting them play it and claiming the classic. If you put in 10 quarters, even though I don't actually have a quarter slot, and you keep not dying because you've put more money into the machine, it doesn't count. You know, you can add more money to if you die in many games.
Mm-hmm.
They kept doing that and saying, oh, yes, we. Well, I got farther on one quarter, even though it isn't a real quarter. I really do like that thing. I have to find a nice place for it. I'd build another one if I could actually find someone willing to pay for parts. Let's see. It's my turn. Google Play has gotten family library, so you can share purchases. Now, Jerry, you have a family. Have you set up a family library?
No.
You don't want to share apps, content with your parents who are users of Android devices?
Not really.
Okay.
Who I would share stuff with are iPhone users.
Doesn't work.
Yep.
Google's phone app for Nexus devices, spam calling. Have you turned this?
I have not. I did turn on caller ID, though, which is a requirement for this to actually work. So when I get the update, then I will turn it on.
Well, I have caller ID, but I also...
Yep. It's not... I believe it's going to be rolling out, so we'll see.
I'm looking forward to it.
I have to admit that the amount of spam calls I've been getting recently has seriously dropped off. I don't know why. I didn't do anything.
Well, I've been having the opposite.
Maybe I should stop forwarding those calls to you.
You're the one? I'm very disappointed. Anyway, it's your turn again.
So Samsung has developed their own font. If you've ever seen the Samsung symbol, then hey, it looks like their font. And they're going to be using that on all their devices so that they have a unified presentation. It's called the Samsung One font. And actually, I think it looks kind of nice.
I think it's nice, too. I enjoyed its predecessor, Droid Sans.
I thought it's not? Oh, okay.
Isn't it a descendant of Android font?
I thought it came from Roboto, but okay.
No, I thought it was very similar to Sans.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm a font expert, am not I.
Neither am I, but if anybody here is a font... You know, I did watch Helvetica using documentary. Did you ever watch Helvetica?
No.
It's actually a documentary on, guess what?
A font?
Yeah, called Helvetica. I'm a big fan of Helvetica, but I still... So Google's turning on HSTS encryption on its domain. So this is the technology where you can tell a browser to store the fact that whenever it comes to that domain, it should turn on HSTS. So this is strict transport security. Do you have that turned on everywhere you can, Jerry? Did I lose Jerry again? Or?
Yes, I have it turned on everywhere that I can, thanks to Let's Encrypt. It allows me to get and automate for free trusted SSL certs.
Well, I use it as well. Did you know that Android Buffet certificate, Let's Encrypt certificate?
I do now.
Well, I did a lot of upgrades to infrastructure of the site over the... For example, it now caches a separate of the page desktop.
Nice.
Which is a feature I had deprecated, but I brought back because even though I use responsive design, I keep having trouble certain element resize, so I want to tell them to not do those elements, so I need that cache. I also upgraded to PHP 7, which is supposed to be faster. Moving along, you get the next one.
If you're on Republic Wireless, then there's a whole flock of phones that you can now use, including several Samsung Galaxies, both of the latest Nexus devices, the Moto X Pure, and both versions of the Moto G4.
So remember, Republic Wireless is famous for encouraging people to use Wi-Fi as their primary.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, you can get prices almost as cheap as Project Fi, but you can use more than just the Project Fi phone.
Which is cool.
Well, Fi ain't for everyone.
Fi ain't for everyone.
Some people look at Fi and say, oh, fum, never mind. Anyway, Sprint got the most new subscribers in 9 years, but they still lost 302 million.
Well, is that an improvement over last year, last quarter?
No, that's a loss over last quarter, or at least same quarter last year. Sprint, let's see. Here we are.
So
Q1 of 2016, 173,000 new postpaid subscriber and a net of 377,000 new subscribers. This is the fourth quarter in a row that they subscriber growth. However, they still had a net loss of $302 million, which compares to $20 million in the same quarter last year. Operating revenues came in at $8
billion. Well, at least it's encouraging that they're getting new, their user base is growing. Apparently for the last year straight, they have been adding more subscribers than they've been losing, which is good. Eventually, you hope that you can turn them into profit.
Yeah, but if you actually look at the notation here, so we have net additions, and it, right here, according to this, a large percentage of their additions that they're counting are wholesale and affiliate.
Like you and I.
Yeah. So according to this, we have net additions in thousands, 180,000 postpaid, a loss in prepaid, a loss of 331. However, they gained 528,000 wholesale and affiliate the last quarter, the quarter to date of 2016. They gained 655,000 in the first quarter of 2000 and 731 in the same quarter. So they're gaining a lot of wholesale and affiliate, which means that they're doing much better reselling their service than they are selling it, which is an interesting idea. I wonder if any of these companies have ever thought maybe they should just be the pipe. No, have you? I know this is common in Europe for service providers, where the company that actually does the infrastructure and the company that provides the service on top of the infrastructure are often different companies. You understand what I'm suggesting,
yes,
right? So maybe Sprint is better off not actually selling Sprint services, but selling Sprint connectivity to non-Sprint service providers.
Oh, that would work out better for us. Then they would have less of an incentive to mess with things.
But no, it's still interesting. I don't know why any company hasn't done that. Although, are there companies that just build cell phone towers and lease them out to other companies?
I don't think so.
Backhaul? Oh, I thought there were.
I don't think they build cell towers.
I think they buy them. Cell tower lease buyout. Property owners can sell their cell tower lease. What's the rental rate for a cell tower lease?
$12 a day?
That I'm not sure about. All I know is I know places where there could be... here we are. Three tips on leasing your property to Verizon Wireless. I'd love to lease my property to Verizon Wireless. How do I convince them to want to build a cell tower where I think they should? Oh, well, not that it would help. Over the weekend, I went to go to where my family is for the summer, and I was really annoyed that there's no cell reception up there. So I bought a bunch of repeaters and wired them around the entire complex, mostly so I could actually get Wi-Fi wherever I could dealer service. Hope they reimburse me. I got a really nice thing. Anyway, speaking of purchases, it's your turn again. Have I lost Jerry again?
So Verizon bought Yahoo.
No,
well, they're going to.
Well, you have to say that the right way.
I do?
You have to say Yahoo. The people at Yahoo say Yahoo. You know, Yahoo.
Oh, they don't say it. Pink slip.
Soon enough. But you don't remember that was the way that they always said it in the commercials? Yahoo.
Yep. So it looks like Marissa Mayer did not save the company.
I thought it was Meyer.
Okay.
Do you have anything that you like about Yahoo?
They have really cool visitor stickers. If you go to one of their server farms centers, then you get a visitor sticker that says Yahoo on it. And then over time, it where it's white, you can see void in red become visible over time.
I used to get stickers like that. They put where they basically they put this thing where over a while the sticker comes through. Yeah, I used to get those, not at Yahoo, where they give me a sticker that would only be valid for that day.
Yep. Oh, that's what I've got to say. I don't think I use... I know a lot of people use some of the various services that Yahoo provides, like their weather, their stocks.
Flickr. People still use Flickr.
I don't know. Yahoo Pipes is, as I understand it, very useful.
Well, yeah, the idea is very... I was always worried it was... It's for people who still like RSS, which I do. So in a final sad note, the actors who play Bob, Gordon, and Lewis have been let go from Sesame Street. Apparently, there's been a shakeup. I did enjoy the title of the article that I found on the subject. F is for fired.
Yep.
So basically, Bob McGrath has actually played Bob on the show since 1969. So basically, he was let go after 45 years.
Wow.
And so all of the original cast members who moved over to HBO have apparently been left go with the exception of some of the younger individuals who have been there a much shorter time.
Interesting.
And that's the end of an era. I thought about stopping my watching of Sesame. That very much saddened me. Oh, well. You know, they say that television...
Yep.
It just saddens me.
It does. They used to give a series an actual more than 13 episodes to actually gain an audience.
Well, what series got canceled?
Limitless.
Oh, they canceled that?
Yep.
Oh, well, I thought it was a hard sell. The premise was very interesting, but I thought it was a hard sell.
That was very well done.
But what more could you have done with it?
It still had story to tell.
No, but you know what I mean. How long, much longer could it have gone on? The premise of that show might not have been sustainable.
It was certainly sustainable for another year.
No, that I meant. Meanwhile, I'm sure there are shows that go on year after year, and you say the reverse, which why the heck isn't still on? Like,
absolutely.
I used to say that a lot about Dog the Bounty Hunter. There used to be this other show that played opposite Dog the Bounty Hunter on AIM. They canceled that and kept Dog, and I'd rather that they got rid of Dog and kept. And I could probably think of more. There was that time travel show, Journeyman. I got a kick out of that. Thought it happened. I have heard there are a lot of time travel shows. Did you hear that they're doing a television version of Frequency?
Nope.
Do you remember that movie?
Nope. Never watched it.
The premise of the movie is the cop basically is playing with his father's old ham radio and somehow gets his father in the past on the radio. And they've decided to turn this in. It was an interesting premise for a movie. And I remember it very clearly because it took place in, and I do like historical, where I try to spot them recreating parts of New York that I recognize. But now they're trying to make this to a show where some, in this case, now a female cop, not complaining about that part of it. I just don't know how you could do an entire show where you and your dead father in the past are trying to solve a crime together. But I suppose I'll find out.
Yep. So call it a night.
I thought we had called it a night.
Okay, let's call it a night. Bye. Nope.
Okay, so will you be back next week, Jerry?
I will.
Yes. Next week is the 8th.
Okie dokie.
Good night, Jerry.
Good night. Bye, folks.
Goodbye.